prayer and whatever. But for instance, when you are in a romantic relationship, here you are with a person in a material body made of, you know, flesh, skin, bones and all that. And that's a fact, right? So, and yeah, with all that this involves, sweating and breathing and smelling, you know, all the little discrepancies that the body has and so on, which when you look at that person, you want to learn to know that person and think that's a beautiful person, it's a bit odd in a way. This fleshy, almost beastly form there of that physical body. Now, here it makes a lot of difference, I think, between whether you see that person as only being that body. Then it's of course natural that you get yourself into a very bodily relationship, of course, based on sex and all that, physicalness with that person. And I remember in the 70s, many of us youngsters then, well, we had learned and we were of the opinion that we are basically just animals and we should just let it all hang out and be ourselves and not be hung up by all these old whatever morality. So yeah, what you then find yourself in can be that two bodies, sometimes beautiful and young, but then growing older. Or whatever, fat or thin or healthy or sick. And but if you're seeing this other person as a soul, presently residing in that body or acting through that body, but learning to know that real person there, the soul, who now has this body but who had another body before and will have another body after this, then it's a completely different story, that relationship. It's not two animalistic body beings relating to each other, but two souls. So yeah, anyway.